Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Galilee by Clive Barker. Narrated by Paul Hecht. This work is copyrighted 1998 by Clive Barker. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books Incorporated. As rich as the Rockefellers, as powerful and glamorous as the Kennedys, the Gearys have held subtle sway over American life since the end of the Civil War. But they, like many successful dynasties, are a family with secrets, dark, terrible secrets. In reality, the Gearys are a family at war. And now, Galilee.
Part 1. The Time Remaining. Chapter 1. 1. At the insistence of my stepmother, Cesarea Barbarossa, the house in which I presently sit was built so that it faces southeast. The architect, who was no lesser man than the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, protested her desire repeatedly and eloquently. I have the letters in which he did so here on my desk. But she wouldn't be moved on the subject. The house was to look back towards her homeland, towards Africa, and he, as her employee, was to do as he was instructed. It's very plain, however, reading between the lines of her missives, I have those too, or at least copies of them, that he is far more than an architect for hire, and she to him more than a headstrong woman with a perverse desire to build a house in a swamp, in North Carolina, facing southeast. They write to one another like people who know a secret. I know a few myself, and luckily for the thoroughness of what follows, I have no intention of keeping them. The time has come to tell everything I know. Failing that, everything I can detect or surmise. Failing that, everything I can invent. If I do my job properly, it won't even matter to you which is which. What will appear on these pages will be, I hope, a seamless history describing deeds and destinies that will range across the world. Some of them will be, to say the least, strange events enacted by troubled and unpalatable souls. But as a general rule, you should assume that the more unlikely the action I lay upon this stage for you, the more likely it is that I have evidence of its having happened. The things I will invent will be, I suspect, mundane by comparison with the truth, and as I said, it's my intention that you shouldn't know the difference. I plan to interweave the elements of my story so cunningly that you'll cease to even care what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?